Hello.
Hi, my name is Kay. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Speak.
I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
I'll call make a claim.
Okay, I just need your social security number.
419-06-1438.
And your full name?
Danielle Gilmore.
Is this your first time filing?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so let's see. Repeat that social for me.
419-06-1438.
Okay. All right. And will you give me your mother's maiden name?
Vanessa Gilmore.
And your date of birth?
3/27/79.
Okay. I'm going to open up an unemployment claim form for you. Do you have a driver's license or a non-driver's ID?
Yes.
Okay. So your first name is Daniel?
Danielle.
Danielle, okay. Yes. And your middle initial?
J.
And your last name?
Gilmore.
Mm-hmm. Have you worked under another name?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked on another social security number?
No, ma'am.
What's your date of birth?
3/27/79.
Okay. Yeah. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Is English your preferred language?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Do you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
Phoenix High School.
Okay, 12th grade. And you said you have a driver's license or a non-driver's ID?
Non-driver's license.
Okay. Non-driver's ID?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's that non-driver's ID number?
It's 1-4-9-6-7-7-5.
Okay, so that was 1-4-9-6-7-7-5. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you approve for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer, direct deposit or a benefits card?
Direct deposit, savings account.
Okay. And it has to be a traditional bank, can't be Chime, PayPal, or cash account.
Regis.
Okay. I just need your routing number and your bank account number, please.
Okay. My routing number is 0620-0001-9.
Okay. So I have 0620-0001-9. Is that correct?
Yes.
And what's your account number?
02-66-71-4826.
And just for verification, the account number was 0266714826. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your mailing address?
1414 Twinia Place North.
City, state, and zip?
Birmingham, Alabama, 35234.
Okay. So is your resident address and your mailing address the same?
Yes, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Is 205-584-1623 a good contact number for you?
Yes, ma'am.
And I have your mailing address is 1414 20th Place North, Birmingham, Alabama, 35234. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your ID or identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. The first question, when did you purchase the property at 7290 Sorello Street Place? June 06, January 10, March 16, September 21. I have never been associated with this property.
Well, I've never been associated with this property.
Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? The prefix is 205, area code, and then the prefix is 202 to each of the numbers. So the last four numbers is 2036, 4371, 6401, 8404. Or I have never been associated with any of these phone numbers.
I've never been associated with any of them.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1113 15th Street North, 276 Fairview Drive, 60 Eagle Wing Drive, 8085 Waterford Court. I have never been associated with any of these addresses.
1113 15th Street North.
Okay. In which of the following counties have you ever lived or owned property? Covington, Jefferson, Lee, Marion. I have never lived in any of these counties.
Jefferson.
Okay. Which of the following colleges have you attended? Eastern New Mexico, Guilford, Mansfield, Toccoa. None of the above.
None of the above.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And what was the last day that you worked?
The 9th.
December 9th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you registered to attend school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available to work all shifts in your trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
10.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
13.
Mm-hmm. And do you get work through a union?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Yes, ma'am.
What was the date they gave you to return?
January 9th.
Okay. And so, are you all on a temporary layoff, a company shutdown?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your job title?
This was.
And that's the kind of work you're planning to go back to, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And who were you working for?
Oh, so this so at UAB.
Okay. And can you give me a phone number for them?
Well. I'm looking it up now.
Okay, when did you start working for them?
Yes, I'm here, Miss Williams.
205. Nine nine six. Six five six nine.
Okay, 205-996-6569. And
Yes,
when
ma'am.
did you start working for them?
2021. I'm gonna say August.
Was
August.
it first
August
part?
11.
Okay, August 11th of 2021, you said?
Yes.
And your last day was 12/09 of 2022.
Yes, ma'am.
And what city and state were you working in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay. Have you reached or do you expect to, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And so you're not working right now because of lack of work.
Yes.
And do you have or do you want to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal income tax?
Yes, okay.
Okay. I'm going to give you a four-digit PIN number. You're going to need that PIN number to do your weekly certification.
Okay.
The number is 3879.
3879.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm going to read the closing name statement to you. And it's going to give you information you need to know and also instructions you should follow. So it says, the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into their website at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file by internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file by telephone, the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. So, Mr. Gilmore, we've completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Call Center. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
All right, bye.
Bye.